One of the subjects of this week's Torah reading is which animals can actually be consumed by a Jew, which we usually call kosher, and which animals cannot be consumed. And these animals are actually divided into land animals, water animals, air animals, etc. Now, each one of them has signals that tell us whether, again, we can consume it or not. Every single thing in the Torah, it's a hoidah. The word Torah means teaching, hoidah. It's not just a storybook, means something we can learn for our daily life and for our service to God. There's a specific thing that eating means. Like, there are things you can eat, things you cannot eat. So eating has a meaning. Besides the idea of just sustaining the body and joining the soul with the body, because if a person does not eat, so his soul, you know, bye-bye, goes away. Besides that basic idea of sustaining, physically speaking, the body, there's a spiritual meaning of eating. And it's brought down in the Jewish mysticism that the spiritual meaning of eating means to elevate the food into holiness. We use the strength that we obtain from the food in order to serve God, and this elevates the food. But there are different levels. Our sages say that there are actually four types of creations in the whole world. You have inanimate objects like minerals, you have plants, you have animals, and you have human beings. The human being is not a better animal, an animal that talks, an animal that... No. Human being is a different type of thing. And each one of these four categories, so to speak, gets an incredible, infinite elevation by being included in the next level. So when a plant actually absorbs a mineral from earth, etc., etc., the mineral becomes plant. So it has an infinite elevation. Then when an animal eats the plant, the plant becomes animal, so to speak, and gets an infinite elevation. Then when man comes, eats the animal, so the animal becomes man, so to speak, and gets an infinite elevation. The question is, how does man get an infinite elevation? And the answer is by, quote, unquote, being eaten by God. He is, so to speak, the supernal man, higher form of living, etc., etc. He is the reality, so to speak. So when we get included within him, we are, quote, unquote, eaten. By him, we get an infinite elevation. You could live your life like a regular, simple, very simple human being without any connection to God. Because you're just going to remain like a very simple human being with no growth in the way of an infinite way. You can grow in knowledge, you can grow in feelings, etc., but you have a limit. The limit is you yourself. So how do you go beyond yourself? How do you grow infinitely? By being included to God, within God, so to speak. So the question is, how to do that? This is what is called in Judaism, avoida. Avoida means to work. You have to work on yourself, and you have to make sure that you can actually be included, quote unquote, eaten by God. How do you make sure that? So again, we go back to the animal signals that tell us which animals can be eaten by man. So again, if we're going to say that God represents this supernal man, so he also has signals to determine whether we are kosher or not, to be eaten, to be included within him. So what are those signals? By land animals, the signals means split hoof, that means like almost like two fingers, split hooves, and also that they have many stomachs, and they just go back and forth, the food goes back and forth, etc., etc., and is eaten, so to speak, and chewed many times. Now, what does this represent in a spiritual way? There are many explanations. Actually, between parentheses, when I explained Parshas Shemini, the last Parsha, I offered an explanation of this idea. Today, I'm going to offer a different explanation, another idea, a little bit deeper. And the idea is like this. Each one of us has a nature. And when we work and we develop that nature, it's a very powerful thing. We can really grow. However, where's the real growth? When we go against our nature. That's the real growth. And we see this in Torah in many ways. One example, Avraham Avinu. Our patriarch Avraham, he was a ish chesed. He was a kind person. He loved to do kindness all over the place to the point that the spiritual levels above, whatever, complained to God, we don't have any anything to do in earth because Avram is doing everything for us. So he was a kind man, kindness embodied, so to speak. However, when God asked him to actually kill his son, Yitzchak, this is not something, it's not a kind act. It doesn't represent kindness. However, Avram went and was ready to kill his son, God forbid. And only after actually passing the test of almost killing his son, but not doing it, God said, the verse says, "Ata yodaiti ki er yor Elokim ato." Now, says God, I know that you fear me. Because until now, everything that you did was out of kindness. It was easy for you. But now that it represents a tremendous, terrifying, difficult act, that you're not used to it, it represents the opposite of kindness, and you still do it. Now I know you really like me. Now I know you really fear from me, etc., etc. So from this example, we can understand to ourselves. We, again, have a nature. Certain commandments, certain mitzvahs, they come easy, and we do it, and we enjoy it, etc., etc. And certain things we don't really like. But when we actually go beyond ourselves, and we do that which we don't like, this represents as if we had split hoofs. We go in the side that we actually enjoy and like, and we go in the side that we actually don't enjoy, but that's God's will. So the question, it always comes back to, what are you looking for? To actually perform your own will or God's will? So this is one of the teachings, one of the Torah teaching, not just a storybook, that represents the idea of split hoofs. Learn to go beyond yourself, beyond the specific acts that you actually like or don't like. And then, just to chew the cud, the idea is you have to think and rethink about this and think about it again and once again and again and again, which qualities, which attributes within yourself you have to work on them, not just to do them according to your nature, but rather to go beyond your nature, and that's going to allow you to get included, eaten, quote-unquote, by the supernal man, by God himself.